This writing is being made in pieces over time, and this is a draft of correspondence. It's a study in the role of reply as a fictional audiographical performance. Like a letter, you might trash it, burn it, delete it, or treasure it, keep it, and save it. The message becomes property of the receiver, so what you do with this is up to you. Our correspondence, like an interaction, needs at least two sides to function. It's a back and forth exchange. It might be the real thing, but it could also be fabricated. It can be performed like an exchange of pixels in your ears or across the screen. There's handwritten content and also text as data. Handwriting is a metaphor, evidence of a person's sense of self and identity. It sits behind and around type, a sliver of the vulnerability present in the human condition. Words as data tell us something about messages, of course, but in the end, the data don't mean a thing. Reading between lines has become reading behind pixels. It's aligned with scrolling, typing, clicking, and dragging, gestures which, according to Angel and Gibbs, mark the sight and sign of the intimate relationship rather than the absolute divide between digital and print media. As an interaction is fabricated, it's also read, and the receiver becomes, as Fleckenstein writes, part of something larger. The actions, choices, and creative decisions filter not just through the machine, but also through the flesh of the human. Handwriting, or drawing for that matter, is one step closer to a person's person, surrounding lines of type as a temporary stand-in for proximity, touch, and body language.
So that's
the messages are the content, and this comes in four parts. First, the invitation. Second, the arrangement. Third, interaction. And fourth is the message transmission. So the making, sending, and receiving of our stories is like a collaborative poetic mix between two people or among thousands. It's a steady flow of thoughts, the cutting and pasting to shape a text. And when those rhythms align, there may be no end. The first rhythm is the original one, the handwritten one, the sense of self.
I like it.
Then there's the second, the mediated, protected, open to interpretation. And then the rhythm shifts. The ghosts of the original remain. It all keeps being written and rewritten to digital machines over and over. Back and forth, and finally the polyrhythm emerges, and it's all temporary, and at the same time it never really goes away. It's this acting of interactions you've experienced here.